Hi, I'm Danica Johnson.
And I'm Chris LeConte.
And we're Champion Chat 360.
Hey guys, it's Christy here. Just checking in with you. That's a Bill Burr. I just stole that from Bill Burr. I apologize. Anyway, I just want to tell you about something awesome and exciting that I am working with Core Nutrition as a Core Ambassador now. Team Crush It. So if you like Core, you can use my code online. Right now it's 10% off if you use Christy, K-R-I-S-T-Y, L, as in LeConte. So if you like any of their products, you can order them online to get 10% off. If you haven't tried their supplements before, you can actually order just sample packs offline too. And you may be able to get to 10% off. I'm not 100% sure on that, but it's also pretty cool that you can just get the samples. If you're going to be in the main area on March 10th, that's the Saturday after this will be released, I will be doing a demo at the Portland Nutrition Corner in Portland, Maine, where everything will be 10% off in store while I'm there from 1 to 4. If you have any questions, you can let me know. And if there's any kind of supplements that you want to know about, I'll tell you some of the ones that I've just started taking. I've taken Load right now for my contest prep. I love the omegas. The meal replacement is great for my mom. We'll talk about that in a later date. I'm not using it right now myself, but a lot of great things. And I'm in love with their BCAs. So they call them their ABCs, sometimes D. I hope you have a great day, and we will talk about that more another time. Enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to another episode of Champion Chat 360. It's going to be a quick one, but it's going to be an informative one because we've tried to do this podcast before, tape this podcast, but because some reason I can't get my audio to record for any reason. We've tried every little thing, but you guys don't really care about that stuff. So we're going to try a couple different ways of recording. You ready?
Ready.
Okay. So just a real quick check-in with us. Everything going good?
Everything's going good. We can do a big check-in. But yeah, everything's going good here. How are you doing?
Good. I'm 6 weeks out. I think a fun thing to share with people is, maybe I'll ask you first. Do you notice people lose their shit around that 6 week mark?
Oh my God. Do you know how many mental breakdowns I had to like stop and save from like fully happening this past posing session?
Yep.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that 6 week, I would say 4 to 6 week
time frame
where people just lose their shit. Like, I'm not ready. This isn't going to work. I shouldn't do this. What am I doing? I'm definitely not good enough. This isn't going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get a lot of people that either I'm their coach or just doing their posing and they're like, I don't know if I'm going to be ready. I'm like, you have a long time. So if you're someone listening to this and you feel that at the 6 week mark, first, just normal, happens to almost every single person that we've known.
Absolutely.
And it goes to about 4 week two. And I think it's because like you're so, whether you did a 12-week prep or whatever longer, it's because it's so close but so far away. And you feel like there isn't enough time to change. But then I recommend looking back at your last, you know, from 12 weeks to 6 weeks and seeing how much you changed there, because a lot changes towards the end of the prep normally, especially for first timers.
I'm going to send you, because we can put this up for our listeners. I have a picture like 4 weeks out and then I think it was like 3 days before a show. Mm-hmm. And I had to send it to so many of my clients just to remind them, like, a lot can happen in just 4 weeks. Like, a whole shit ton can happen in 6 weeks. But, of course, your mind, I tell my people, well, good. If you are freaking out, that means you give a fuck.
Yeah.
That means, like, your goal is important to you, and it means that you give a fuck. Also, use it as, like, all right, let's dial it in. Like, let's make sure we give it our all the next 2 or 6 weeks or whatever it is. But it's definitely a normal, I think, feeling right around that time frame. Mm-hmm. And another thing, and I think we've said this before, you are 6 weeks out. You should not look stage ready.
Right.
Yeah. You shouldn't.
I'm pretty lean right now, but I'm not stage ready.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I just think that people forget, like,
you have
like, I'm not ready. I'm not ready. Well, guess what? You shouldn't be ready. Good. You shouldn't be. Give me a little. You got 6 weeks.
That's a great point. I like that point. Good. So, along kind of the craziness, that's actually a good little segue, right, into what we want to talk about today?
Yeah.
Did you get a chance to look over any of it that I sent you?
Can I just say that I may have printed it out at work?
Jesus.
And people kept on coming to my office like, Danica, how many pages are in that? And I'm like, I thought it was just an article. I totally lied. I thought it was an article in 452.
Yikes. Yeah, it's a big book, but it's a lot of good takeaways. The first, I listened to a podcast with Len Lee. How would you say his name?
Leah?
Lee. Is it Lily? It's not Lee. Mr. McDonald, that's what we're going to call.
Okay.
That's his last name. So he did a podcast and he said that pretty much the stuff for like coaching is good on from like chapter 13 on. And there as a personal trainer, the book we're talking about, I forgot to say about that, is The Woman's Book. And it's volume one, A Guide to Nutrition, Fat Loss, and Muscle Gain. And it's pretty much talking about everything that is never really talked about in any other cert or any other kind of realm. Because it's a lot of the studies that have been done for fitness or weight loss have mostly been done on men.
Yeah.
And then add the extra element of a cycle. So like your full cycle for period, ovulation, and then PMS, we'll call it cycle. So all of those cycles together will change how your body is affected, whatever way you want to say it, because of hormones. And I think it's a really hard thing to pin down because so many people are different and it's really hard to find a quote unquote normal female.
Absolutely.
So anything you want to talk about before we get kind of into the what we learned?
I just think that it's a good read for everybody and to kind of make you feel like you're not crazy.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. I think that I was shocked by, I like looked at the graph and everything. And even in my like cycle right now,
mm-hmm.
I was feeling fantastic on all last week, actually, and my weight is low right now, but I was like, wow, like, my weight is low, that's irrelevant, kind of, but I feel lean, I feel strong, I feel really good, my mood is up, and then literally the next day,
mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, shit, I'm breaking out all over my face, I feel bloated as fuck, I just gained 3 pounds, like, overnight, I am watery, I had night sweats, like, but that is literally what happened.
Mm-hmm.
It is like, boom, done. Like, so I wish that everybody had a copy of this just to make themselves feel like they're not going crazy. Because if I didn't have this prior, I would have been like, what did I do? What the fuck is wrong with me? But nothing's wrong. This is our life.
Nope, exactly. You're a normal female. So let's talk about, because, I mean, in sex ed class, you just knew you had a period, and it was a good thing you had a period because it means you weren't pregnant.
Right.
And, like, you could wear a pad, and I don't even think they told you about tampons, like, how to use tampons. I don't remember, but anyway. They basically didn't tell you why or how, what's normal, what's not normal. Like, they told you what's supposed to happen is every 28 days you're supposed to have a period. So that's quote-unquote normal. Some people do a little bit more. Some do a little less. We'll talk about in a later podcast the difference between just a longer cycle and then missing periods. But we'll talk about that later. Today we're going to lay the groundwork for you guys to be like, holy shit, this makes sense and I'm not crazy, like Danica said. So there are three hormones that are in our bodies that really pretty much are sex hormones. And they are your estrogen, your progesterone, and testosterone. So females do have testosterone. We just don't have as much as men. Most of you probably have known that. If you are a person who works out, you know that you have at least some kind of testosterone as females. All right, moving into it. So before you read this, Danica, did you have a feeling like about like estrogen or progesterone?
Yeah, like I think talking with my client, or do you mean like how are my feelings towards the actual hormone? Or yeah,
did you think of them? Did you like?
I did, only because it comes up every week. Something different comes up with all the clients that I have, whether it be coaching them for a competition or just my everyday clientele. Mm-hmm. And with the women that I work with, they're always saying like, this week I feel really good. I only feel like I have 4 days though that I feel really, really good and I look good. And then the next day something happens. And then I have this week that I can't go to the bathroom or I am breaking out like I'm a teenage girl all over again. So, but it happens every single month that they're telling me the same exact thing. So clearly, if this is a, how do you say, cyclic thing that is happening.
Yeah.
Then hormones are absolutely involved. And then also, you know, I did a lot more research when I was going, like the 11 months that I didn't have my period, mm-hmm. I definitely was more in tune with my body as my hormones started to elevate a little bit more. And as I was tracking like when my period should be coming, what I should be feeling, I do think that period tracker apps are really good. Mm-hmm. For people to recognize, like, what symptoms do they have so that they're not shocked when they have the symptoms again the next month.
Yeah.
So
do you have one that you like to use?
I do. It is just called, I think it's just called Period Tracker.
Okay.
Or it's called My Calendar. And so it tells you, like, how many days left you have until your period. It also tells you, like, the when you're ovulating, when you are should be ovulating, and then you can add in notes like what symptoms you have on those dates. So I'm able to kind of look back and be like, yep, this is about right, where I would start to feel bloated or like I'm retaining water a little bit or I'm edgy or breaking out. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah
I didn't really this is gonna sound super shitty, but I was on the pill from like 15 to probably like 26 maybe. Uh-huh. Or so. And I always thought that girls who complained about cramps and heavy bloating were overdramatic. I thought they were being overdramatic. And I was like, what is your deal? Like, what? Just suck it up. Because I'm an asshole and I don't know what I don't know. And I just didn't know that. No, this is real, Christy. You are the one that's not doing it. Like, you're the one that's actually not dramatic, but you're the one that's altering your chemical state so you don't feel those things. And I didn't know until I got off birth control and I was like, holy shit, all these things
I talked
about are so true. I hate my life. I'm breaking out. My stomach hurts so bad. I want to scream, all that stuff. So with all that together, I also didn't really get into hormones until we were trying to get pregnant with Belle. And then I realized, you know, that you ovulated at a certain time. Like, I knew that you ovulated, but I didn't know when it was. I was actually off. I was like, oh, I thought you ovulated this time, and you really ovulate this time. So we're going to give you a little bit of that education that you didn't get in fifth grade. So,
that you should have gotten.
Right. So our babies will hopefully be better off because they'll have moms that know this and can tell them. Okay, right. So let's talk about those hormones. So estrogen kind of gets a bad rep because it's thought of the female hormone, and a lot of things are tied to it, like there's cancers tied to too much estrogen. I just want to touch on that real quick is how I describe it to people. If you have too much of any kind of hormone or any kind of thing, chemical reaction in your body, it can cause a tumor or a cancer, because just like the kids who have nothing to do after school, they're going to attack the people who have things that have something to do. Does that make sense?
Oh, that's really good. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. So if you have too much of stuff, they're going to actually kind of take over or try to attack the cells that are doing what they're supposed to do. So you do need the right amount of hormones. And we're not going to talk about menopause, premenopause, or postmenopause right now. We're just going to talk about a normal cycle. So You have your estrogen, which is actually, believe it or not, what makes us female, but actually makes us awesome. I don't know how you feel about it, but I feel like after reading all this, I was like, oh my god, estrogen is an amazing thing.
Yeah.
So let's go through some of the things that make estrogen awesome. First off, it actually helps with lean body mass development or keeping, which people don't actually ever think of, that they only think of testosterone, because testosterone will increase more lean body mass more efficiently, but estrogen does help to grow muscle. Just need the right layers. Let's keep going through what else estrogen does. Estrogen is actually helps you to be more carb sensitive. Let me say insulin, any kind of way you want to break it down, it's insulin. But when you, for us to make it a little bit simpler, when you're eating carbs, you're able to take that carb more efficiently when estrogen is present. And before I get too far, I want to describe when you are more estrogen prone. And that is from the first day you have your period until the day you ovulate, your estrogen is high. So, or higher. So when you are in that first, pretty much the first 15 days or so, 14 days of your cycle, you're going to be better at muscle growth. You're going to be better at taking carbs in. You're also going to use more fat as energy because you're able to use the insulin to drive into the muscles so that they're using the carbs late as well. How do I say this more efficiently? You're going to use your fats because you're getting the insulin in the carbohydrate molecules to the muscle, correct?
Right.
Yeah. So you're storing less fat because you're storing less of anything into the fat cells because you're metabolizing your food more efficiently. The other thing is your water. You don't hold as much water. And we're going to talk about what the change of that is, because the next thing we're going to talk about is the little bitch, progesterone. So progesterone is why we hate life. Why we have everything that was good about estrogen is bad about progesterone. And that happens pretty much from day 15 to day 28, the day before you like start your period.
Mm-hmm.
So the last half of your cycle, it's a shit show. So you went from being completely like bubblegums and rainbows to one day, like Danica was saying, being like, fuck you, this is done, you're an asshole.
Yeah.
And what happens is progesterone lowers your insulin sensitivity. So it means that you're not taking in carbs as efficiently or glycogen or glucose as efficiently. You're not really using them efficiently in your workouts either. So you're not actually building lean body mass. And if you're not using them efficiently, well, then what are they going to do? They're going to be more stored as fat. And because you're also not using the glycogen carbohydrates efficiently, you're going to have more water weight on you because a carb molecule holds more water and progesterone itself will keep those carbs more into the cycle of your body, not used as efficiently. And it also helps you, well, it causes you to not lose as much water weight as you would through your normal day. Does that all make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's a bitch.
Yeah. So here's the one cool thing. So we know the two shitty things, but here's one thing that I thought was really cool that I wanted to point out to people that maybe we can give like a challenge. So we're going to take Danica's apps that record your cycle. And yeah. This is hard if you're in prep, if you're not having a regular cycle, but that's also a good reason to track. But start seeing if you notice any of these differences, because the day around your ovulation, like right around your ovulation, your core temperature kicks up because that's what's going to help you with the ovulation. So when your core temperature is higher, you're going to burn more calories. So your metabolic rate is higher when you are ovulating. Here's the other thing that sucks though. Your core temperature is higher and your metabolic rate is higher, which makes you want to eat more. So if you're someone who has those cravings, like right around that, it's a little earlier than your PMS week, but if you can control those cravings, you can get anywhere from 100 to 300 calories ahead of your burning rate just because your core temperature is that much higher. because you are a female and you're awesome and you're able to give life. Suck it, boys.
Yes. I think that it's fascinating. If people can, I mean, it's easier to control on prep, I guess, but yeah, to do like your own little challenge and see if you can actually do it and like get through that time.
Yeah, and track it. See if you notice it. I think one of the things that I've really loved about science and why I kind of went to it is kind of what I was talking about before is there's so much I didn't know. Someone asked me the other day, like, Christy, I'm really impressed how much you read. And like, why, what stems you to do it? And I said, it's because I realized how much shit I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know how to be a cool person. Like, I didn't know how to literally not flip out. So I learned, like, how to control my emotions. I didn't know why the human body did X, Y, or Z, so I wanted to learn as much as possible, even though we still don't know everything, but we're still learning.
Yeah.
And then good stories. I mean, think of how many great stories there are that people that actually lived, or even people who have great imaginations that can write stories, so.
I think that everybody should, if they don't read, like, the 452 pages, just to look at like the diagrams that are in this book is just amazing and eye-opening to be able to better understand your body as a woman, because Jesus fucking Christ, we are complex beings.
Yeah.
And I think men should read this.
Yeah.
Just so they can be like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I 100% agree. There's actually a man who put me on notice that this book was being made because I didn't know anything about it. And I was like, no, it makes sense. Why would you want, why would you, you know, if you're, someone works construction, I'm like, why would you want a hammer and not a screwdriver? Like, you want to have all the tools at your disposal to understand how to build a house.
Right.
And he's like, oh, that's a good way to think it. Because there's so much studies on men, but there's really no studies on females. And there's really not efficient studies on your menstrual cycle.
Yeah, and I think that there aren't a lot of studies on females because we are so complex,
right.
Like that it really needs to, and everybody's different with their cycle, so it really needs to, like, that's a lot of research and a lot of variables to deal with and a lot of inconsistencies.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, kudos to her.
Yeah.
Clearly why it needs to be 452 pages, but I think if we did this for a gentleman, it'd maybe be 30.
This is a guy that wrote this, Stamica.
Oh.
Yeah. That's
really?
Talked about that. He's like, you know, I was just waiting for, like, some female to be upset because it was a man writing about a female. I was like, I don't give a fuck. I just want to know what's going on.
No, I think that's even better.
Yeah. He took the time to get to know and do the research. And, I mean, yes, I always want female power. I want females to rule the world because, I mean, like I just said, we can just be better at burning calories because we have the ability to give life. But besides that, I think it's really cool to, you know, continue to have females excel, especially in the science field.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, this is a dude. That's why I think it's Lee. I heard him, his name said on a podcast, but I didn't really listen to it for a second. So,
well, I can't wait to get more in depth in it and have hopefully people read it.
Yeah. And it's, I mean, it's not too pricey for, you know, the what it is. I don't know if it will give people CECs. I haven't looked into that part yet.
Yeah.
But there might be a way to,
that'd be cool.
Yeah, send it to your governing body and say, hey, is this able to be done as CEUs? Because Sophie Lee, I think it's Sophie. Sophie Lee, she actually won her Yorton Cup as an amateur the year that I won the Yorton Cup. She won her pro card there. And she wrote a book, and you can get CECs from it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Here, grab it and show you. Let's see. It's not too thick. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. All right. So I know you got to get going. So what is one takeaway from this that you have?
So one takeaway that I have is just to, I think, better appreciate what my body goes through, because, man, it's exhausting to read it. It was, like, exhausting. I was like, holy shit, my body goes through a lot. I need to, like, give it credit for, like, internally being able to be such a professional juggler. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that as women, we get more frustrated. Like, we get more frustrated at our bodies because it's going through all this. But when we think of it and we break it down, like, that's a lot of complex stuff that we don't do to it. Does that make sense? Like, our minds are not doing it. Our bodies right. are juggling all of this stuff in order for us to be able to make a life. So to be able to appreciate, like, the complexity of a female body and the hormones and when it switches and the time that it switches in order to produce life is, we need to like pat it on the back.
Yeah.
Oh, or the uterus.
Yeah. On the vajay.
Pat the vajay.
The other thing that I forgot to say is that progesterone actually also lowers serotonin. It does not help you increase or just get the serotonin chemicals to the receptors in your brain. That's also why you feel so shitty and bitchy in when you're about to have your PMS or right. you have your PMS. So yeah, we're gonna give progesterone a big FU. But yeah, you need man. It. But you need it, because without it, it wouldn't kick up, it wouldn't ovulate, and you wouldn't be able to have kids. So
you kind of need it.
Yeah, even if you don't want kids, it just helps you be normal with all the other things that we talked about.
Right. What's your takeaway so far?
So far, I think one of the best things is that I think people use excuses. They use this as an excuse, and this takes away some of our excuses, but also helps you realize, like, that's why it's happening.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yep.
So it's not like, oh, I'm emotional, kind of what you said. I'm being emotional, so I emotionally want this. I'm like, no, it's not really emotional. It's actually chemical reactions that happen. So if you know what's going to happen, you can kind of like set up a game plan to kind of bob yep. and weave.
Yeah.
And you don't have to be a victim to it. Or by
totally.
Yeah.
Sweet. Love it.
Excellent. So what is something that you are grateful, thankful for?
I'm thankful for, I am going to soul shine yoga more, and I'm thankful for the opportunity that Vermont has given me, like, different yoga things. Yeah.
Oh, I'm so proud of you that you keep doing it.
Thanks.
That's so cool.
I'm grateful for it. I got another session lined up for Thursday, but it looks like we're getting, like, I don't know, slammed with 9 inches. That's fun.
Yeah, I heard that too coming for us, so that's not going to be good. Let's see, what am I thankful for? I am thankful for, this is going to be kind of a sappy one. My mom just sold her house, or is leaving her house. I've been helping her trying to keep the house for many, many years. And it was my brother's only house that he ever lived in for 20 years. He'll be 21 in June. And, like, she just brought some last things over. And she's kind of in a spot where she's in a transition, because she's never had not had the responsibility of kids, really.
Uh-huh.
Since she was 16. And she's 50. Yeah. Was she 50, like, 4 maybe? Or whatever she is. And I just feel very thankful to have the ability to have her come hang out with Belle on the weekends and just to have a good relationship with her.
Aww, yeah. She needs that. Yeah. That, like, empty nest syndrome. That's some real stuff. And, yeah.
Yeah.
And I know that we'll probably both be at that moment, too, eventually. Yeah. And I'll be like, and the good thing is we both have girls, so we'll be like, hey, make me a baby.
Hey, now it's your turn. I want to be a grandmother. I can wait. I can wait for the X teen years. She's already very sassy. I don't need to have a teenage girl yet.
Jesus, I feel you. I feel you. I'm sure your mom appreciates that way, way, way more than you know.
Yeah, I'm sure. I know she does. And I know she loves to just be around. So, All right. Well, you can reach us at championchat360@gmail.com. We will be talking more about this book. We'll be talking about different chapters, what we've learned, some takeaways. Maybe each week we'll just do a little takeaway so you guys can understand it. You never know. Maybe we could try to get him on the podcast. He does podcasts, so that'd be awesome.
That would be amazing.
He's very kind of controversial. I will say that. He's been called like a fitness troll. Like he kind of gets people fired up on fitness, like forums or whatever. But here nor there, he wrote this good book that's helping us. So we're focused on that instead of that. But
yeah.
And we'll put this graph up on the Champion Chat page, the Facebook page, Champion Chat 360 Forum. And just so you guys can have a little bit of idea that I might take a screenshot of it and try to put it on the Instagram. Mm-hmm. But we will absolutely show you the difference between 6 weeks for us too. So we would like to say we hope you have a good day and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye guys.
Bye.